opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Was a deep sea diver, and when I want to pass, I would mash the gas. I was a taxi driver. I say I was a taxi driver.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 17th of April, 2026, and you are on the clock with Erin, state-owned enterprise green. You got to be the thing you want to be. You know, you gotta name yourself the thing you want to be in the world. I want to be a state-owned enterprise. That's what I want to be. I want to be able to take out loans and call it whatever I want to call it. I want to be able to receive funding from whoever and document it however I want. That's what I see for my future. I don't know what y'all seeing for y'all future. But I tell you what, I saw my future this morning flash before my eyes. A police prison escort coming through the streets of Shirley Street this morning. I don't know what happened to the other car. I don't know what people be doing in their cars. But from the moment I heard the distinctive sound of the convoy, I began using my rearview mirror as much as my windscreen, my front glass, and I was able to pull over onto the side of the road safely, leaving on my side of the road enough space for the police bus and the vehicles to pass. Other cars, I'm not quite sure what y'all be doing in your car. Or what do you think is going to happen when an emergency vehicle is approaching? You think they're going to hit helicopter mode and leapfrog over you? Anyway, that's not really the point of this story. I want to say good morning to the person driving the vehicle with this plate, TN1513. I want to know from the Minister of National Security and the Minister of Transport, have you all deputized taxi drivers, Bahamas Police Force? Is that what's happening? Because this vehicle came flying up behind the emergency vehicles. I'd already entered the roadway, and this vehicle with the plate TN1513 was blowing their horn like they were police. See, initially, the size of the vehicle attached to the plate, I couldn't see the plate initially, you see what I'm saying? I thought it was another police vehicle. It was a part of the escort, but was trailing a little further behind. It turns out it wasn't. It turns out it was just an ordinary police. Well, because, see, once you have that plate, you're no longer an ordinary person. It seems that it was just somebody driving a vehicle with a taxi plate pretending to be police. See, it appears as if y'all just going to let this thing escalate and escalate and escalate until you no longer have control over it. See, let's take a snapshot. Because this is not a I told you so moment at all. I just want us to take a snapshot. At the beginning of this administration, we had a serious allegation involving an MP and an on-duty police officer. At the point that the allegation was made, the Police Staff Association was standing, what's the phrase y'all use, 10 toes? Was standing on business with the unnamed police officer. And then all of a sudden, the story disappeared. And then all of a sudden, we had state actors making statements about the anonymous officer, saying things like, oh, it's so unfortunate that they attempted or may have attempted suicide. Oh, it's so unfortunate that they may have been involved in contraband. The officer is still unnamed, you know. The matter dies down. And then the MP alleged to be involved in the alleged incident is appointed to a ministry responsible for transportation. And then we have the then officer in charge of road traffic, come on, Morning Blend, voice that the force was not in agreement with the state's policy decision. And then indicated that the police were not going to enforce said law at the center of the disagreement. And then we had an incident involving a vehicle assigned to a member of the magistrate, of the judiciary, involved in a vehicular accident that resulted in a fatality. And we didn't learn the name of the individual who was driving the vehicle, who was said to be driving the vehicle, until over a year later when the coroner's jury rules. And now we have people who think that their cars are helicopters. And now we have somebody with a taxi plate on the road appearing to be pretending to be police. Yet, not one of these parties, not one of these parties have indicated as a part of their manifesto, their agenda for the next administration, that they are taking this matter seriously. It is like traffic management is the easiest tool that you have available to you to moderate social behavior. And yet all the public roads have become as dangerous as you want us to perceive inner city communities are. These cars are like stray bullets. You could get hit by it. You just minding your business. You could get hit by anybody. And then you're going to end up at PMH. At PMH in the state that it's in right now. There's a text, Aaron, the only thing worse than a bus driver is a taxi driver. And look here, they're fighting hard for first place, eh? They're fighting hard for first place. Anyway, the theme for today's show is nomination night fights, except in the daytime. Yeah? That's the theme for today's show. I'm going to be asking y'all some questions like, what does contract mean in the context of public declarations for individuals running for office? What does, quote, within 1 month before the day of election mean in the context of Article 48.1J in the Constitution? How many constitutional challenges will we see after the election? And then I got a whole bunch more questions to go. Nomination, I'm sorry, caller. I just needed to open the show. You can call back if you want. Nomination night fights, except in the daytime. COI challenge everybody. They challenge everybody. Challenging the PLP. They challenging FNM. And it makes me wonder, are they challenging their own candidates? School fights. And a tiny car tried to fight a mini tanker. I think it was on JFK. Why didn't people sell tickets to that fight? Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yeah. Okay, question, right? Mm-hmm. As passionate as you are over traffic, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you make it when you transverse on Prince Charles Road and on JFK by that six-leg roundabout?
Okay, so on Prince Charles Road, I try to avoid it. I'd be honest with you. I just try to avoid it. When I'm planning out my route, I plan to spend as little time on Prince Charles as possible. Same thing with Seabreeze Lane, right? Now, the six-legged roundabout, oh boy, that requires complete and utter attention to what you're doing. See, the six-legged roundabout is a roundabout that requires you to use your turn signal. Now, mind you, I said that as if you're not required to use your turn signal on every roundabout. Did you know that? Did you know that you are required to use your turn signal on the roundabout?
You serious?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Don't watch nothing. The police don't know it either. The police don't know it either. Yes, you're supposed to use your turn signal. See, the turn signal is an indicator for other drivers so they know what you're about to do so that they don't interfere with your right of way or cause an accident. That's why Bahamians pretend like they don't exist. See, that's what we do. We have the weirdest blend of Christianity here, right? When we're going to commit a crime, the first thing we do is pretend like we didn't know what we was doing was a criminal act. That's why, and you see this whole, the whole phrase, remember when I was telling y'all we need to interrogate why the phrase confuse the enemy has taken root in our culture?
This is crazy.
That's why they don't use, I'm telling you, I drive with people. Why they don't use the turn signal? Because if I use my turn signal, then the person gonna jump ahead of me and cut me off, right? I know this. And you know why I also know it? I use my turn signal religiously for two reasons. R.A.J. Sands is my insurance agent. And I be on the radio talking about traffic. So I want to be a model for the behavior that I am encouraging, right? And I want to tell you, 7 out of 10 times that I use my turn signal to change lanes for the purpose of overtaking traffic, the car immediately in front of me, when they see me put on my turn signal, they will then jut out in front of me. Let me tell you what that is, though, right? Let me tell you what it is. In this country, we have not committed to eradicating... In this country, we have not committed to eradicating the plantation systems that once oppressed us, right? In this country, we believe that we have the right to make other people do our labor for us. We think that money is sufficient, a sufficient compensation for said task. There's so many Bahamians that have an expectation or seek out dynamics where they can encourage, compel, coerce, or force others to do their intellectual labor for them. So when you see me put on my turn signal, because I have determined that it is safe enough, I've determined a space that I can enter, the speed at which I need to move to enter it, and that it is safe to do so, once I have determined that, you take that information and use it as your own. That's exactly what is happening. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Welcome to nomination.
Good morning, Aaron.
Oh, hey, how you doing? You all right?
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I believe that in this country, we need to get to a point where the law or the road traffic state, the law should allow our ordinary citizens to record these public transportation, mainly the taxis and the jitneys, when they're driving recklessly.
There's no law preventing it. There's no law preventing that.
Show the road traffic to take us down.
There's no law preventing that.
There's too much nonsense they're doing on the road.
See, listen.
The amount of traffic I see coming up and down, I mean, mainly taxi on Shirley Street, leaving the Pirate Island Bridge, and they travel recklessly. It's crazy, you know, with tourists in them. You know, there should be a law against that, whereby ask ordinary citizens to help them.
Yeah. Okay so thank you.
Keep them honest.
Absolutely. There is no law preventing you from installing a camera, a dash cam, in your vehicle to document the behavior and actions of other road users. There is no law preventing that. Let's talk about culture and attitude. And guess what? So many people have phones in their cars already. So many people have phones mounted in their cars already. But you know what they're doing with those phones? They're entertaining themselves when they should be focused on the road. That's what's happening. The phones are already in the car. Now, there's a law against using your phone in a way that distracts you from the primary task of driving. That's called driving without due care and attention. So we could flip the phone and it'll be good, you know. Next, we're going to talk about the economic impact of bad driving and a lack of traffic enforcement. And why has no party highlighted that as a major part of their campaign? Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
It's just so many things. I just like to say this, you know, the country is being allowed to self-govern itself. We are all self-governing ourselves individually, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I appreciate this foolishness that's going on in the traffic, and you juxtapose it with, it's indicative of how we are living, et cetera, and it's indicative of a number of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that hurt me is, speaking of, I was involved in a, I was caught up in a private roadblock by a motorcycle gang, a band of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which was Sunday night. So, in a sense, I could get the sense of what the young man was trying to do, trying to safeguard the other drivers. But he ignored the traffic light on Shirley and Mackey.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he, as the other cyclist was in the front, somewhere in the front of him, somewhere in the back. So he stopped the bike like a police officer would flank officials and then mm-hmm. allow the other cyclists to come. But he ignored that the light was on mm-hmm. other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that type of audacious behavior, you know, and then the fact that they are doing what they want, prancing, et cetera, you know, and we see the recent shootings in Bayentown, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
the cyclists, and we see the proliferation thereof. So a solution would be to require them to get a license before they even get a bike and to insure mm-hmm. the bike to ride it. Because what happens then, when they hit you, you don't know who they are. You can't identify them. So it's just,
mm-hmm.
it's a hula-balah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But thanks for reminding me. I didn't know you really had to signal on the roundabout. That's one of the things that actually slipped me.
Yeah, are you supposed to signal anytime?
I digress here because I was mm-hmm. I was running the steps around 6 o'clock this morning, 5:30-ish. And so there was just a west of the hospital, mm-hmm. right on the where the ambulance turned to, where the security guards be, is just north of that.
Yeah.
And this young lady was on her way to work. I think I was able to see that she's wearing a vest. Fluorescent vest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just screaming as I was on the up top of the steps at the time.
Yeah.
And a pack of dogs was attacking this lady. I couldn't get there in time, but just thank God the security officers were there. And so those dogs are maybe, you know, when you turn through from East Street,
mm-hmm.
the first right by where the politician place was, Ferrara, I think. The lady's on the ground, and so I asked the security. I couldn't see how many dogs there were, but I asked him how much it was. He said it was about 10 of them. And just thank God she was screaming.
Yeah.
I don't know. She might have been. I think they saved her, but, you know, these are the type of ordinances and the things that people should be paying attention to.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand?
Like, why is pepper spray illegal, right? Why is pepper spray illegal if you have a wild stray dog problem? Right.
Yeah, but Ms. Green, it's easy to enforce. It's a form of collection revenue. It's safeguarding people. We saw the other day with
mm-hmm.
a 10-year-old. But I just want to make a little joke here. You remember during the pandemic, right, Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a suspension of the Constitution, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what is all this talk about Constitution? In other words, what I'm saying is the sheep on the plantation, if you don't defend it, it doesn't exist. Have a good day.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very good point. We need to understand our Constitution to be able to engage in constitutional challenges. Like, did you know, when a law is passed, right, like the last thing they say is, this is layman talk, the last thing it said is, this law is deemed to be good law until it is shown to be bad law, which means that you may look at the new law and immediately identify provisions, parts of the law, or the law as a whole, that it contradicts the Constitution. Yeah, but because it's been passed, right? It's been passed since it's deemed to be good. Then you have to take that law or the provisions, parts of the law, before the courts and say, we believe that these provisions in the law are unconstitutional and we want to challenge it, right? That's what you have to do. It's not enough to just come on the radio and say, well, this is unconstitutional. This disagrees with the Constitution, so we're fighting it. We're not doing it. The law is deemed to be good law until it is shown to be bad law. Man, y'all don't want to talk about, but just before I go to the phone line, y'all want to talk about COI attempts to block Bastion's nomination? Because that's what I want to talk about next. Let's see what y'all want to talk about. Good morning, caller.
I'm pleasant. Good morning, Ms. Green. And it's a Friday again?
Yes, sir.
Boy, Ms. Green, let me tell you something. When you retire, it's like every morning I wake up, it's another Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Like Monday to Thursday, they say there.
Yes, sir.
I can't believe it's Friday again. Yesterday was nomination Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Thursday with a T, not a TH.
Mm-hmm.
But today, I want to finally end with that thing. But I'd like to take my hats off to one of your good callers. I call him, they used to call us chronic callers one time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I call them addicted callers now. But when talk show opened up, the two first people on talk show in Jones was Sparky and a guy called J2. J2 JT, who also brought up the idea of not being blind but visually impaired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was growing up, we had a lady used to come and wash clothes for us named Martha Adley from Hawkins Hill. Her and my mother used to teach school as young girls at Sacred Heart when they were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But Martha went blind.
Mm-hmm.
And Mommy took Martha to the Salvation Place down in in Baintown, not the one in Markey Street. But Martha used to come every Saturday morning to us and wash clothes blind and wash our dishes in our kitchen while Mommy go to work.
Yes, sir.
Now, if I could take my hats off to the blind one, Papa.
Mm-hmm.
Papa, I call him a JT. And Antoine, addicted callers now.
Yeah, Sparky.
Sparky.
Uh-huh. I really want to know if Lincoln Bain really challenging people's nominations, and we don't know if he paid a woman yet. That's what I could be honest with you. That's what I want to talk about.
I asked the same question yesterday.
Yes, yes sir.
This man running to be prime minister and leader of the COI.
And we're not certain whether he paid a woman yet. That's all I want to know. Did you pay her?
I asked the question. Also, I asked one fella yesterday when I was moving around. Like I told everybody, I went to all my candidates in Garden Hills. I went to Rick Fox, sat and talked with him to find out what he had.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Mario Boley. I sat and talked with him. He'd been my MP for 5 years. I went looking for the lady, but nobody seemed to know.
Sparky, hold on, Sparky. I got you. But listen, did Mario Boleg invite you to his 50th birthday party at the baseball stadium?
No, ma'am.
Okay, that's all. Sparky,
okay. I invited Mario Boleg to everything in Pride Estate, Rick Fox, and everybody to what we're doing in Pride Estate.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
I got you. Thank
now,
you.
Now, yesterday, after Mario Boleg, there's the chairman of the FNM, Dwayne Sands, right down the road from Mario. I went and hailed him. They put T-shirts on me there. Then I went to the chairman of the PSB to look for Fred up in Fox Hill, but apparently he was out on the campaign. But I sat in Fox Hill and talked with people up there. And I said, I did my rounds because I think every Bahamian, your constitutional right is wear any color T-shirt you want to. Go and interview your candidates.
Yes,
sir. Find out what they want to do. Don't wait for them to come shaking on your gate and knocking on your door.
Thank you.
You go to them, they say, if the mountain don't come to Muhammad, Muhammad got to go to the mountain.
Thank you very, very much. And I got questions for you to ask them when you get there. We're going to get to some of those questions today after this caller. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning. How are you, ma'am?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Listen.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm calling the final. Mr. Lincoln Bain is in everybody's business, right?
Mm-hmm.
His candidate for Macau, that's why they send his candidate to Macau to a different sport.
Listen,
why they send him to a different family island? This is the thing, what he's supposed to be worrying about. Why he's worrying about Sebastian?
I hear you, ma'am. I hear you.
Why is he worrying about Sebastian? Jealous of
Sebastian?
Sebastian is a young man. You don't think Sebastian don't know the rules, the law? You don't think PLPs have lawyers who don't know the rules and regulations
Listen,
of the country?
Two things. They got the best.
To do?
Uh-huh.
Yes. What he needs to do, why he going and send his candidate, my car, to a different family island? What he needs to do.
Okay,
talk about
a quick question before you go. Do you know what island Mr. Higgs was on?
I cannot really remember what I know he was supposed to go to Macau.
He was supposed to go to Mayaguana.
He to a different family island.
Yeah.
And the man never appeared. Just to tell you what he's supposed to be worrying about. His party, worrying about the PLP party.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much for your call. I wouldn't say jealous, though. I hung up the call before I said this. I wouldn't say necessarily jealous. But is it not interesting? Callers, give me a moment, please. Here's the article, Missed Window. I found this on Eyewitness News last night, 16th of April, 2026. The Coalition of Independence Party confirmed in a statement today that its intended candidate for the Michael constituency, Jermaine Higgs, was unable to nominate today. While the statement remained vague about the details, Eyewitness News understands that nominations for the constituency took place on Mayaguana, but Higgs was on another island. It also remains unclear when Higgs received the information regarding the location of his nomination center. Nomination centers closed at 12 p.m. today around the country. The COI will contest the 2026 general election in 40 out of the 41 constituencies. Okay, I got two callers on the board, y'all, and then I'm going to transition to the Sebastian the root of this Abbas discussion. Okay, so, but I want to say this. Remember when I said that you got to ask each candidate, what does it mean to govern an archipelagic nation, right? Because you need to know if they understand what an archipelagic nation looks like and what it requires. See, I don't know what happened in this instance. I have no idea. Let's speculate for a moment, right? Moving to the Family Islands is not as easy as moving to different constituencies in New Providence, even though you need a visa to go from East Nassau to West Nassau, right? You can't just get on a plane and fly to Mayaguana. The Mayaguana people know that, right? And so, like, sometimes you don't need ZNS. You could just watch the news in the papers. You didn't see the other people at the airport? Like, you didn't see the people in red and blue at the airport and which plane line they were standing on? Because the people from Mayaguana could barely catch a flight to Mayaguana. And why Mayaguana? Why was Mayaguana chosen as the site? See, y'all, don't be disrespectful. Because if you chose Mayaguana as the nomination site, right, then that airport better be the best airport in the world. Because remember, that's where we had that tragic accident. Y'all play too much. And not at the right things. Let's go to the first caller. Good morning, caller. Thank you for your patience.
Hey, good day.
Good day. How you doing?
Aaron, how you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I believe that if the communications was put out correctly, I don't know how much communication was issued, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Michael is a multiple of islands, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it should have been clear. If we were playing fairly as a government,
mm-hmm.
right, for all and sundry to know where these things would have been kept, right. So for the gentleman to go to Inagua, right,
mm-hmm.
and they have it inside Mayaguana, right. I mean, how did he get there? Somebody had to tell him that's where it would have been or might have been, eh?
Mm-hmm.
But because he really wanted to get nominated.
And
but,
see, hold on. And here's my thing. See, my how I grow up, even if we were political enemies, right? And I see you in the wrong place, I can tell you, let's go, but you need to get to the right place. Yeah, even if we are political enemies, you see what I'm saying? Even if I'm a supporter of the other party and I see you coming through the airport in Inagua, I can call somebody and say, we need a boat, man. We need a boat right now. We got to get this boy to Mayaguana.
Yes, I agree with that 1,000%. But
yeah.
This particular election, Aaron, right?
Yeah.
This election, what I'm saying is that the governing party, right,
uh-huh.
is not playing fair, man. You know, because if you didn't did so well, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't did so well as a governing party, right? You should be relaxed going into a general election, man, because your work is gonna.
That's the proof. You don't need to campaign. Your work should be the proof,
right?
Yeah.
So for to see how this government is and the intimidation they are sending towards the COI in particular, a party would never represent this country. It only shows me and tells me why all of our third parties fail, right? Because they was easily. They had to find themselves being a part of these two dinosaur parties in order to have an existence, and they just couldn't find a way to dismantle mm-hmm. the COI. So the next step was to try to find ways to keep them frustrated, right? Because a lot of people, I mean, I thank God. 40 of the candidates were nominated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that could have been...
Quick question. Quick question before I transition to the next caller, right? What... I don't know if you're a COI supporter, but do you think the COI could mobilize the potential energy that they have garnered and generated right now? Do you think they could mobilize that to people coming out and marking the X?
Well, for what I'm saying, Aaron, right? See, back in the day, right, I mean, we had two parties, and both of them are parties of victimization.
Now,
No, I can stay on that.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying, right? And because of that, right, people are not interested to come out mm-hmm. and show off themselves. But I could guarantee you, on election day, the 12th of May,
mm-hmm.
You can see.
Don't say blackout. Just don't say blackout. Okay.
You because good. There is no more. No, that's the D day. That's the D day.
I get you.
Right. And so I'm looking for a great change. Right. Whether we have three parties or two parties.
Yeah.
In the House Assembly, it definitely will be a change because the Bahamian people and all over this globe. Oil this country, we are desperately in need of a change. Not for the sake of Lincoln being or the COI.
For the sake of the country.
For the sake of the country and the unborn vehemence winning reacher yet.
Okay. Yeah, man, thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, to the second caller, listen, I'm sorry, if you could hold on till after the break. If you could hold on till. You can take it, producer? Okay, caller, you got like 60 seconds.
Okay,
we go
let
to this
me go
break.
Quick then.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to me. People are complaining about the COI candidate for my job. He was in Auckland. The nomination was in Miguana.
Mm-hmm.
So how come the other two candidates know where the...
Man, Uncle, I'm mad that they didn't tell him, man. They supposed to call him. They supposed to call him and say, bro, hurry up and get here for this cut behind.
Yeah, but that's a show outside track he is. And then a lot of people talking with the COI. Listen to me, screen.
Man, you caused me to forget this.
Anybody in the COI will get their deposit back?
Mm-hmm.
Could be Dr. MacGyver. Not another one.
Boy.
Get their deposit back.
I got you. I hear you.
And thirdly,
mm-hmm.
if Rick Fox was smart, he would have gone by Mario Bowleg thing where they had last night.
Uh-huh.
And he would have get a $25 gas voucher for being a first-time voter.
Thank you, Uncle. I'm so happy I took your call. I'm so happy I took your call. Listen, guys, we go into the break. When we get back from the break, hopefully I will have verified whether Jermaine Hicks say, listen, I listened to Aaron Green, you know, before I go nominate, I need to know why they couldn't find Jerry Roker in time. Y'all, we go into a break. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. Much more to talk about. We're going to look at the Constitution and 48-1J on the other side of the break. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Five years of PLP rule. Are you better off today? While you work, they've spent millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, healthcare that is broken, unaffordable, and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For 5 years, illegal immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our social services. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. Under the FNM, there will be a change. The FNM has a plan to address the rising cost of living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health care. Because the FNM knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National Movement.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
5 years of PLP rule. Are you better off today? While you work, they've spent millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, healthcare that is broken, unaffordable, and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For 5 years, illegal immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our social services. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. Under the FNM, there will be a change. The FNM has a plan to address the rising cost of living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health care. Because the FNM knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National Union.
We came to celebrate IT.
Celebrate IT.
Send 3 money transfers for a chance to win indeed.
Celebrate IT.
Life is good, so we say la vie.
Avant.
No la parfait. Monty garçon.
Celebrate IT.
With GK Money Services.
Send 3.
With GK Money and Western Union.
For a chance to win.
To send free.
For the rest of the year.
3 lucky customers will win.
Follow us at GKMSBAH.
For more details.
Promotion ends May 18th.
Western Union.
5 years of PLP rule. Are you better off today? While you work, they've spent millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, healthcare that is broken, unaffordable, and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For 5 years, illegal immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our social services. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. Under the FNM, there will be a change. The FNM has a plan to address the rising cost of living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health care. Because the FNM knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National Movement.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The following is a paid political message. That was a paid political message.
Good morning. Welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron State on Enterprise Green. Listen, Sparky say even Martha, who couldn't see, could have find Jerry Roker. She know where he is. Okay, Jermaine Higgs, dear sir. Listen, now you're getting a sense of what it means to be a politically exposed person, right? I got a text here that say, but Aaron, say, first of all, this was happened when y'all attacked the messenger. I'm still waiting for the person to tell me who is the messenger and who is doing the attacking. And that, but the person shared me some great information. They say, Aaron, and I should have remembered this, but the Inagua and Mayaguana, they share a flight route. I think the plane is stopping Inagua first and then Mayaguana. How do I know this? Because I had some friends who was trying to get back from Mayaguana, but when they tried to book the flight, they couldn't because even though there were only a few people in the Mayaguana airport, the flight had already picked up people from Inagua. So I got to say it once again. I don't know if I like y'all Inagua people anymore, because how could y'all let Jermaine Higgs get off the flight? How y'all could let him get off the flight, even if you didn't like him? You're supposed to encourage him. Say, boy, you're supposed to be in Mayaguana. I want to know, did the PLP and the FNM people fly down on the same flight? What happened? Anyway, I also have a text. It says, good morning, Aaron. Bahamas, please pray for the people of Eleuthera. First thing this morning, island-wide power outage and no water. I bet you they spend all of that money on a time machine, but y'all got to get the supplemental package. We don't want the time machine that takes you back to the past. We want the one that takes you to the future. Unless the date that you set in the time machine is the date of the Treasury robbery. I won't see that. Anyway, tell Julian I like that cheeky comment. I did like it. It did make me smile, too. Good morning, Aaron. To be honest, in constituencies made up of multiple islands, candidates should be able to nominate on any one of the administrative of the islands at the administrative office or government complex. This is why every island wants to be on their own. We are an archipelago and need to act as such. Well, I don't know, because I'm sort of inferring a grander separation. What we need to do is operate understanding that we are an archipelagic, we have an archipelagic exterior. Here's a text. Morning, Aaron. That COI fellow knew that he had come in, what he had come in, so he said, let me save my $400. Anyway, Jermaine Higgs, listen, we wish the best for you, okay? We wish the best for you. This is political commentary. We hope that everything is going well. We hope that there was no grand tragedy that caused you to not nominate. It's a text. That lady caller sound like she's so impoverished that the rich can't do any wrong. Speaking out on the rich means jealousy. Yeah, the person who called it jealousy, I didn't like that either. I don't think it's jealousy, but I think it is an interesting conversation. Michael, you should have been able to nominate on any of the islands involved. That's the second texter to say it. I agree. Aaron, honestly, Bahamians should be asking if the PM paid the nurses, Immigration, Customs, and NHI instead of Lincoln. Mm-hmm. By the way, yes, he did pay her, so now what? Okay, that's good. But I can tell you why, right? So you say, so now what? I can tell you why. You see today's Tribune editorial? There it is on page 6. Reject election theater. It was an interesting read. I think it warns of the dangers of crying wolf, right? It warns of the dangers of crying wolf. But the commentary is something broader than that. In the Westminster system, which is what y'all out there have nominated yourselves to work within, in the Westminster system, justice must not just be done, it must be seen to be done. So it's not just that you have paid the woman, but because the question of whether you have paid the woman has become a central part of a national discussion, you must not just pay the woman, you must show us that you paid the woman. And the same thing, I see you caller, give me some patience, the same thing applies to this conversation that we are reading in this article, COI attempts to block Bastien's nomination. Members of the COI attempted to block the nomination of PLP candidate Bastien, claiming that he is not eligible. However, Latrey Ramming, a spokesperson for the PLP candidates, dismissed the COI's objections, characterizing them as attempts to sow, quote, chaos and confusion, close quotes. So, the COI allege that Bastien is ineligible for nomination because he has not followed the proper procedure for individuals that may have a contract, that have any government contract, right? Bang. So we look at the Bahamas Constitution, Chapter 3, titled House of Assembly. That's what the title was online. Article 48, 1, no person shall be qualified to be elected as a member of the House of Assembly who, J, is interested in any government contract and has not disclosed the nature of such contract and of his interest therein by publishing a notice in the Gazette within 1 month before the day of election. Bang. That's where we are, right? So, I read a little thing. I don't have it here, but where Bastien said, if Lincoln Bain is saying that I have a $50,000 contract with government, if he could prove it, I'll pay him $5 million, right? So here's my thing. It's very easy to settle this matter in the Westminster system because justice must not just be done, it must be seen to be done. I have no care or concern for what Latrey Ramming, a spokesperson for the PLP, has to say. It matters not to me. It matters not to me what the legal team of the PLP has to say. It matters not to me. I would like to see a statement from the Parliamentary Registration Department, the Ministry of National Security, and the Attorney General's office addressing the matter. That's what I would like to see. See, Latrey Remming operating in the capacity as spokesperson for the PLP is not sufficient. And he can't just turn the cap around and say, well, I'm operating as Director of Communications for the Office of Prime Minister now. You see, you disqualified yourself from the conversation. But we could solve this very easily. All Sabas has to do is produce the notices in the Gazette. Right? If the requirement is that information is to be gazetted, we get two things. Show that you don't have a contract, of any contract of any nature with the Bahamas government. And if you do, show us where the public notices were gazetted. So that's what the Westminster system calls for. Not that justice is done, but it must be seen to be done. Now, we also have to question, we need a qualified legal representative to answer these questions for us before we delve further into the conversation. What does the term contract mean in the context of 48.1J? What does contract mean? And the second item we require professionally provided clarity on is, what does, quote, within 1 month before the day of election, close quotes, mean in the context of 48.1J of the Constitution? Now, I am not a lawyer. I do not have a legal degree. But when I read 48.1J, and it says, J is interested in any government contract and has not disclosed the nature of such contract and of his interest therein by publishing a notice in the Gazette within 1 month before the day of election. I think it is an aberration, an anathema. Like, it does not make legal sense that that phrase would mean you have from 30 days before the election to up to the day before the election to publish the notice. But I am not a lawyer, and that is why we all require a formal or official statement from either from state representatives and qualified legal professionals respected by a broad swath of society. Right? So, we can solve this very easily. Lincoln could publish the documents relevant to or associated with the payment, and Sabas Bastian can publish again any notice that would have been published declaring his interest or ownership or contract with the government. Or he can make a statement to indicate that up to the point of 3 months or whatever, that he had no contract with any government, and that if he had, that he has legally divested all interests in said entities. Right? We could solve it. We could solve it. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller, and thanks for your patience. Good morning, caller. You still there?
I'm here. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. All right. You did say that you're not a legally, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your news network has already reported, and I don't know if you heard it,
mm-hmm.
that the commissioner, I mean the parliamentary commission, has already stated that he has presented what is required.
Have they been officially gazetted? It does not call for them to be presented to him.
Hold on, Aaron.
Yeah.
He still has time.
No, he doesn't.
It's now up to the department.
No. Listen, like I said, we need
a
definition.
That doesn't change the fact that he has already done his part. The parliamentary office needs.
Listen, I don't like hanging up on people, you know. I don't like hanging up on people. I don't like it. I sound like a parent who say, I don't like beating you, but I could beat you. Hey, I ain't got no children. Listen, we need an official, a formal official determination of within 1 month, what within 1 month before the day of election means. Also, 48.1J does not say that presenting it to the Parliamentary Registration Department or the commissioner is sufficient. It says it must be published therein by publishing a notice in the Gazette. Now, this is what I got from Wikipedia, and Wikipedia provided references, right? They referred to government documents. Official Gazette, the Bahamas, is the Government Gazette of the Bahamas. The Gazette is published in Nassau by the Cabinet Office under the provisions of Section 4 of the Interpretation and General Clauses Act. Wherever the word Gazette is used in Bahamian law, it refers to the Official Gazette of the Bahamas or any supplement or extraordinary gazette issued. The Official Gazette is published weekly, but the other gazettes are issued as required. In the law, the word gazette includes, quote, any newspaper published and in general circulation in the Bahamas and designated as the gazette by order of the Governor General, close quotes. It is not sufficient that the Parliamentary Registration Department alone says it's a, man, we get the documents. The Westminster system requires that justice must not just be done, it must be seen to be done. Let's go to the next caller. I say, caller, I hit the button because you wouldn't pause. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Ms. Green, again, before I finished the last time, I guess I was cut, but I wanted to compliment Papa this morning on standing up. He was always an outspoken person.
Mm-hmm.
But Papa, let me tell you something. I know Papa when him and Bannister start coming on talk show.
Yeah.
And Papa, I know I said, Papa used to get all kind of contracts to paint schools and things from the PLP and so forth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But Papa now stands up and he talks bad with anybody or good with anybody, and he stands up to me like a man now. If the PLP doing something wrong, I notice him and Antoine, they telling the PLP what they believe they doing wrong. Papa, congratulations now. You smarted up for the Bahamian people and what you think is right, whether it is PLP, FNM, OCOI. Keep it up, Papa. You're a good man. I love you.
Thank you for that. I thank you for that on behalf of Papa. The text here say, Aaron, you is a PLP. I say that because you dismiss the fact that the government owes billions to union workers. And Brent Simonet stepped down because of the conflict of interest in the post office. Why is Sabas above the law? Why you call me a PLP? First of all, I'm concerned for your comprehension skills. That's what I like. When you hear me crying, I'm concerned for you. What in God's graces could have convinced you from my public commentary that I'm a PLP? The fact that I'm focused on these stories this morning and not on the union story where the small unions signed the agreement with the government, but the BUT did not sign the agreement with the government and said they were rejecting it and said that 90% of our members already rejected it. So why are you bringing us the same old document back again? Yeah, I mean, there's lots to talk about, but I want to talk about these things right now. I got a minute left in the show. I haven't even addressed BCP protest nomination process questions election legitimacy. Now, this is what I pulled, I'm paraphrasing, from the video report last night on Eyewitness News. BPC said they're not withdrawing from the election. They are registering a protest by not nominating. That's the riskiest move I ever seen in politics. They said, the question I have is, did they formally register your protest and indicate that if your protest is successful, you could nominate at a later date? Because I would have nominated and then registered my protest. I don't know. But they also raised concerns about whether the government has invited international observers from the 2026 general election. And in the report on Eyewitness News website last night, the BCP said that they have been in communication with the OAS, and up to the time of the interview, that the OAS had told them that they had not yet received an invitation from the Bahamas government to operate as international observers in the 2026 general election. You're going to have international observers, right? Y'all, because OAS isn't the only group. There's a Commonwealth group, right? I think there are three distinct groups that offer this service. But that was a big one. Then you see Andre Rollins nominated. But another top story, Claire, they called the police to arrest me. Candidate for the COI, Aisha Claire, claims she was blocked from nominating despite arriving early. She alleges police officers and the returning officer denied her entry, citing a scheduled 10:15 a.m. time slot, one she says neither she nor her leader was aware of. The candidate further claims that although no one had yet entered to nominate, she was told to wait or face arrest. See, I should have started with that story. Your calls and texts be so exciting, right? How could you just reschedule the start of the event, of the process, not even an event? How you could just reschedule it? So, I guess the last question I leave you with for today is not how many family, friends, and lovers took part in the $74 million travel budget over the last 4.5 years, because I don't think we even calculated the rest yet, is this. How many constitutional or how many electoral challenges will we see after the election? How many electoral challenges will we see after the election? I'm so sorry we ran out of time, but let me say a welcome and a thank you to the family of Esther Hannah Culmer. We raised a joyous celebratory noise to send her off. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of that. And Sparky, thank you for telling us about Martha. See, vision is a special thing. Sometimes you don't need eyes to see. Have a great day, Bahamas. Guardian Radio AM and CA Newry is up next.
A surprise was heard in the court when a lady shouted from the back bench, "Your Honor, he in jail or in Freeport." So if you're looking, searching and worrying, you'll find it's true without any fail. If you can't find your friends in Nassau, they're in Freeport or they're in...
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing ways to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress. Paid for by the PLP.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.